Nolte, Nikki Haley losing to none of the above in Nevada. By John Nolte on January 31, 2024. Former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, is almost 20 points behind none of the above in the upcoming Nevada Republican primary. New polling showed 59.2% of Nevada Republican primary voters saying they would select none of these candidates during the February 6 GOP primary election, compared to 40.8% who would choose Haley, reports the Washington Examiner. The poll by Providence, a collaborative effort between Revere Solutions and Decipher I, was released exclusively to the Examiner. Nevada is kind of screwy. The Silver State has both a caucus and a primary. The primary takes place on Tuesday, February 6. The caucus will be held on Thursday, February 8. To make matters even more confusing, former President Donald Trump is not participating in Tuesday's primary. He will only appear on the caucus ballot. Alternately, Haley is not participating in the caucus. She will appear only on Tuesday's primary ballot. On their respective ballots, Haley and Trump are the only major candidates. The state Republican Party prefers the caucus, and the caucus is the only race that awards delegates. Basically, Haley is choosing not to participate in the Nevada race, which is smart politics. After losing by double digits in Iowa and New Hampshire, her best and only chance to survive is in her home state of South Carolina. That primary takes place on February 24. Three wipeouts in a row, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, would make it more difficult for her to justify staying in the race for another 3 weeks. And, according to the scant Nevada polling, Haley is headed for a wipeout. The most Nevada recent poll, taken the first week of January, had Trump up 65 points, 65, over Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, former Governor Chris Christie, RNJ, and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy. All three have dropped out since that poll was taken. Haley was not included in the survey because she is not participating. But if Haley loses to none of the above on Tuesday, come on. She can try to shrug it off claiming she never spent a day campaigning in Nevada. But do you want to know who else never spent a day campaigning in Nevada? A guy named none of the above. The worst news for Haley is that after Nevada, she's staring down the throat of a wipeout in her home state. If she wants to remain viable as a national political figure, she will use Tuesday's loss to none of the above as an excuse to drop out before she's humiliated in her own backyard. Don't get me wrong, I'm only talking about politics here. I'm not one of those people who wants Haley to drop out so Trump can sail to the nomination. The competition is good for Trump. The more reps he gets in, the better shape he will be in the general election. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.